Hello, beautiful people. It's another beautiful day here in Kenya. We decided on doing an outdoor podcast, guys. How are y'all doing? I've missed you a lot. This is Just Chat Podcast. If you're tuned in for the first time, this is gonna be lit. Hello again, everybody. How y'all doing? My name is Danny the Storyteller. You can call me Daniel. And welcome to episode 24 of Just Chat Podcast. First time recording outdoors. We are vibing. I mean, this is a nice view, guys. I'm just in Kiambu County, Kenya, where we're just seeing the greeneries and stuff. But this is good. This is easy. Anyway, back to everything. How have you been? It's been crazy, and I want to thank everyone before we even go far. Like, we hit 500 plus 103. We are literally at 603 total plays, guys. Like, that's intense. We are almost getting to 1,000, and 31 new followers on Spotify. I want to thank every single person who's been sharing and subscribing. And guys, don't forget, I do have a paid subscription right now. Please support the craft. That really helps. It actually helps grow the craft and everything. And thank you so much for the support. Now, let's get to the juice of the day. We are literally halfway to the end of the year. That's 2023. We literally celebrated 60 years of independence in Kenya. Feels nice. Yeah, you know, the stories you hear and stuff. But anyway, not really free though. So anyway, this, I have to explain this. Like, this view is nice, you know, where you just stay and you're seeing nice big trees and stuff. It's rejuvenating. It gives you some sort of peace, some sort of relaxation, and you get to understand that nature is just therapeutic in its own way, guys. So without further ado, guys, I hope you're relaxed. I hope you're chilled. I have stalled long enough for you to get ready to actually listen to this podcast, guys. Where do I even start? This is for the ones who are actually listening in for the first time. Welcome, number one. Karibuni. Feel at home, Feel at home, but stretch your legs, you know, enjoy. Yeah, but don't get too comfortable, because sometimes it does get out of hand in here. But thank you. Welcome. This is a mental health-based podcast where sometimes we do get very annoying, sometimes serious, sometimes cheeky and witty and the whatnots, but today is rather a very, you know, one of those days where I just sit down and try to understand life, try to understand the perspective of every single thing that grows and every single thing that helps you to be the individual you are. I want to talk about happiness. Happiness is a word that people have really taken lightly, of which to me it holds a very big magnitude to your well-being, and plus, this is a plus to your success in life, because eventually all of us want to get to that point in life where you can relax and sit down and be like, I do have extra coins. Like, I mean, not bragging or flossing, but you feel like you have accomplished that financial independence that you've really been working for, you know. And if you're not happy, you will definitely not enjoy the little things, the little gratitude that you can actually give, that life has brought to you, you know, that life has actually and brought you, that you've enjoyed, you've lasted. you know? Like, here's the point of life. There will always be someone with a bigger house than you. There will always be someone who has a hotter partner than yours. There is someone who will have a bigger house than yours, as I said, a bigger car, you know. There will always be that either motivation or degradation factor that you will always be looking at, and you'll be like, damn, man, I want to get there. And you can never get enough. Even Pablo Escobar never got enough. Even, you know, the Mexicanos, you know, they never got enough. Like, they wanted more and more and more. El Chapo, you know, the legends. They literally, one of them was burying money in the compound because they had too much, but they still wanted more. So eventually there will be someone who has more than you. So initially, happiness is very deep. It goes way deeper, and it's very emotional, because in as much as you want other people to give you happiness, if it's not from yourself and from within, you will never understand the true aspects that life has actually given you. You know, the little things actually do matter, and this is where your sanity actually really, really is intense, and it matters. Because if you really depend on other people to be happy, trust me, you will really be dependent on them, because you won't be happy alone. You feel me? You will not be enjoying the little things you actually have. I'm really insisting on this thing, because recently there were so many realizations that I got to understand about myself. And they were like wake-up calls, like, whoa, you've been ignoring this for the longest time. You've been blind to see this. And right now I'm getting to understand, like, wow, okay. Dude, unahitaji kufanya a lot according to what you want to succeed in the list that you actually have. There is really a lot you really need to you need to do. I don't know why I'm speaking like this today. I think it's because I've been thinking about this topic for some time, and I don't know, maybe I've been afraid to talk about it. But to be honest, this is something you actually have to face on your own. There's some demons, for lack of a better word, that you actually need to discover alone, and you need to tame them, or not even tame them, learn how to be around them, learn how to coexist. Because you know, your well-being initially, and even your health, depends on what you eat, number one. Definitely your health, your vitamins, you know, vitamins came from the word vital minerals, you know. And diet, if you actually look, it's like diet. That's how I translate it. So if you hear people like, I'm on a diet and stuff, I really don't correlate with that, sorry to say. But I do understand some people are on, you know, health plans and stuff. But when it comes to your body wanting vital minerals, that's fruits, vegetables, basically, you know, because they really hold a lot. And now here's the thing about your health. It really brings a lot. If you're healthy, you're happy. Like, generally, you just feel you're not uncomfortable, you're enjoying. In as much as probably you do have these little stresses of life, you do feel that in as much as you're healthy, you do have the power and you do have the strength to actually endure some things and push on with life. So, you know, what is happiness to you? If I would pose that question to you, for that, so that you can understand that, you know, what is happiness to you? Is it you sitting down and looking at the sky, maybe when it's raining, or when it's in the sunlight and the little clouds that are forming dolls or a nice imagination that you have? Or is it the monetary factor of life, the financial bit? Because we do have people who really enjoy that, and that is their pleasure. Never judge anyone, because you do not have the right to judge them. You do not know where they came from. You do not know why they're doing that. You literally do not understand why their life story is that way. So why would you judge? Not unless you do have an opinion or holding some evidence or whatsoever around or a link to them, then maybe, maybe, just maybe, you can judge. But I don't think you do have the right to judge, Because why? You know? You've also messed up once in a while, so I mean, understandably, but it is good to correct someone when they do wrong. You know, correcting is loving. It's a form of love. And being honest is also a form of love. You feel me? So, I got to understand so many things. Number one, people really matter. That's what I understood. That's what I learned. This is what happens. If you relate with people well, if you talk to them well, if you have friends, if you know how to make friends, helping will just come genuinely, and growing even financially and business-wise can be really, really easy. You know, because you coexist, you do have ideas you're sharing, and both of you have bigger and greater exactly that word for each other. Yeah, we are interacting here, you know. And if you say that you do not need people, like I'll succeed alone, like you can, I mean, but you do need capital, you do need, you know, money in, money out, and you do need essential help to understand, because we do have people who have already grown to biggest perspectives of their life. We have people who've grown to endless miles that you really desire to get to and go past, you see. So why not connect with them? The simplest way is just to go and be like, hi, my name is so and so. I know what you do. I know you don't know me, but I'd really be interested in wanting to learn about you, or maybe having a business opportunity where I can earn and grow, or just be my mentor, you know, guide me. Simple. Just connect with them, and probably you may have a skill they've been looking for the longest time, and they're like, wow, you're really, you know, heaven sent, you're God sent, literally, because you've come my way and we're gonna help each other. You never know. But staying alone and looking for streams every single time, you'll be stressed, because kila time utakuona fikiria tu vitu zingine zenye hazisaidi, or they're not even making sense, or they're really big pressure because you do need to do this but you don't have the help, you know. Even in film, that is why when it comes to filming, it's all a wide load of teamwork. There's a director, there's a production assistant, there is a producer, there is a camera operator, a couple of them. We have a sound technician. We do have people called the people who come with gaffers, like that. It is teamwork, you know, stunts and all that. It's to accomplish something, to accomplish the bigger picture, you do need someone to help you. And that is what I've learned. It's not that I did not know about it, but I feel like I ignored the bigger picture of it. And coming to realize is not a regret, it's actually a happiness to me, because I've learned it mildly an easy way, but not as easy as I could think or I could have wanted it to be. But I am glad that I have actually learned it that way, because it has brought a lesson and it has brought a bigger picture to understanding that, yo, you do need a form of happiness in your life, and it is having friends who actually help you, friends who guide you. Sometimes it's good for friends to, you know, wakupoteze kidogo, let them lead you astray a little bit, have a little bit of crazy fun, and get back to the reality of life, because eventually that's how you have your dopamine and release a lot of toxins from your body, because your body is like a factory. You eat, you excrete, you know, you go to the washrooms and stuff. Sometimes you puke, your eyes go red when you smoke a lot of weed, you get drunk, you know, it's all an effect, you know. And if you think about it, we are magnificent beings. Like, we are really intense beings, because you can tell me that you can walk and talk and do all these fidgety things, you can do your fingers like this, you can fight in a ring, you can do kickboxing, you can have a broken knee and it will heal immensely without surgery. I am a witness to that, literally. I had a broken clavicle way back, it healed, and right now I have a healing kneecap that literally does not need any surgery, and I'm doing well, like exceptionally well. And it's through, you know, taking time, understanding that what you need, understanding that sometimes stress does actually affect you really bad. So in aspects of mental health, if you actually come to think about it, it depends on what you're doing as well, because happiness is a wide range of things. You can be at your place where you're grinding, it can be at home, it can be where you're living, or an apartment or your neighborhood where you've actually built a house. You know, it's a wide range of exceptions and things that you can actually figure out and understand where your happiness is coming from. So aspects, you know, thoughts, I don't know, guys, it's just been really eye-opening. And I don't know if this is a confession or what. I recently lost my grandma. You know, she was literally 99 years old. That's, she has lived. She was the best. And I never cried. Like, it's normal. Like, I even had to, like, ask a friend who's in the medical sector. She does psychology, and I really wanted to understand all this. Like, I told her I went through loss. You know? And I never cried. And I never wept. I never felt pain. I never did this. But then, I got to understand that human beings work differently, and everyone has their own different way of processing things. You can, some people literally bombard themselves with work, maybe an escape route, or maybe therapeutic to them, and they heal, and they're like, "How? Okay, this is good." Others cry it out, and that's good. Others really, really, really stay with the pain and avoid and isolate themselves in very, very, very many avenues that people actually weep. Sometimes you may feel too connected, or you're happy that they've transcended. You never know. Like, it's a way, it's a bigger, I got to understand, and this is what I was told, and I'm quoting her words. She said, every human being has their own way of processing things. And this has started even when you were a little kid. Some, you may have cried too much. You may have gone through like a wide load of so many experiences that made you weep all the time and feel like you're a weakling. And eventually you just outgrew it and decided, you know what, this is done and done. It's time to upgrade. And your weep just changed because you fixed it, you know. And there are these people who are hardcore and they do cry in the background. They're still soft and tender. They don't trust anyone. And there are these people who are so open-minded with their emotions. And advice she gave me is that emotions are not meant to be bottled. You know, anger, scream. It's just that in Kenya, in our culture, if you scream, it's so weird. If I'm in Nairobi town, I'm in the CBD, and then all of a sudden I'm so angry, and I stand up, and I just stand still and scream, and then walk. You know, in as much as you'd be dressed like a dapper guy or lady, that would be the weirdest scene, and people would say this person is probably mentally challenged. I'm saying this in an overall view. I'm not speaking out of experience or out of what I've seen or anyone. I'm just speaking out of how the human mind or how culture sometimes programs us to think or see things. And we've been in a cocoon where it has really reserved us to not do some things in public, you know? So emotions are not meant to be bottled up. If you feel like you're angry, go to the gym. Just hit something. Even in the house, just bang something. Don't care who hears. And if you're happy, just smile. Say hello to someone. That's way easy. That's so easy. That's a positive emotion. But negative emotions are one of the hardest things that people find hard to exert. And it comes to a point where someone is really challenged and feels that they cannot do anything or focus or understand, you know, or try and understand life or things and stuff, you know. So, guys, this was not meant to be a really long podcast. I just wanted to make you guys understand that happiness is very essential for your life, for your well-being, and for your success. And the experiences probably you went through when you were young. As I previously, in the previous episode, I talked about, you know, high school experiences and stuff that you went through, maybe have molded you to the person you are right now. But listen to me, sometimes the things you do, the people you're around, the things you also eat, you know, mold your body to different cycles and metabolisms in life. So every experience that you go through is it's literally a paragraph or like a chapter in a long book that you're not even about to finish. Because, for example, 99 years is a long time, guys. Like, that's a whole... Hey, that's a film, guys. Like, 99 years, I'm like 100 years. Like, you know, I'm now getting to see... Damn, man. It's wild. Because sometimes when you get to understand how all this is working, it's just wild, you know? It's not as chilly as I thought it will be today, but I do enjoy a nice, calm, almost sunny but not too sunny weather. It just gives you some sort of relaxation that you feel like, huh. Yeah. Also, actually walking does help. Walking does help and it keeps you healthy. But it is a very crazy addiction because sometimes you feel like your body is now on hyper mode. You just want to walk or exert pressure. Or probably when you're in the house and you're just doing your own online stuff, you just feel like you want to get out and move because, you know, your metabolism is built for... You've already... A habit is a disease, but not a bad disease, you know? Yeah, maybe wahenga walikosea kidogo hapo. But hawakukosea completely because sometimes some habits that you have do affect the future you or the future well-being of, you know, if you want to have kids or a family and stuff, yeah? So, guys, yeah, there is literally a plane passing up and there is crazy wind. But I definitely know you guys can hear me. And, yeah, it's very therapeutic to walk, sometimes alone, sometimes with your, you know, if you have a pet dog, a cat or something. Yeah, just understanding yourself is the key to happiness. And understanding people and understanding that sometimes opinions that people do have of you are really not necessarily true. Sometimes you even ignore, you're like, okay, that's your opinion of me, then you will see who I am eventually, so I'll just give you time. If you want to be around me, fine. If you don't wanna, that's fine too. You do move on, you see? And those are actually very good lessons because you get to learn people and their characters. You get to learn people and their, you know, true selves or true reactions towards you and how their true feelings are towards you. As I said before, emotions are not meant to be bottled up. So if you do understand yourself, the bigger picture is that your happiness will just, you'll just be happy. Like, you'll just be exhuming some type of nice glowing feature around you that people just wanna be around your aura because they feel like, oh, there's just a lot of positivity around this certain individual and I do just want to be around them, you know? So mine was an eye-opener and I just felt like I should do this podcast so that you guys should, you know, enjoy life and enjoy it. Yeah, and it's true, just enjoy your 20s, guys. Like, yeah, in as much as you're grinding and want to have a strong platform in your life, definitely as you're grinding, remember to enjoy yourself, because as age goes by, you know, as you grow younger and understand the bigger picture of life, you will be probably traveling the world and enjoying other things, you know, enjoying lavishly. So do enjoy the ratchety type of you right now, not in a crazy way, you know what I mean? And then just let it be a chapter where you can actually just, you know, record in your mind and probably tell a good story, and let it be a lifeline, because, you know, you can literally change your generation. It doesn't have to be a lineage of crappy, you know, rules that you feel like you need to fix and stuff. Just let it come from within, and when you become a nurturing person who can actually help other people grow, eventually you just become a good person. And a good person is a person who's really crazy up there in a good way, because they're people who really don't enjoy being messed around and stuff. But I'm not speaking about character, I'm speaking about genuine happiness, guys. And this is your own decision that you have to make, and growth is also a personal decision. So thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much. This is Just Chat Podcast, Danny the Storyteller, Daniel. I hope the outdoor vibe was better this time. We'll try going crazier next time, right? Yeah. So thank you, guys. I love you so much. Thank you to Bhutan. I see United States of America. I see now you're at 5% Sakuna negative. I thank you for the listenership, guys. We're growing. Almost getting to make a paycheck from this, guys. It's been a journey, but we're as patient as we can be, because you know, bigger picture is that eventually to grow to man. So thank you. Danny Storyteller out. Remember, stay woke, beauty in expression, and success is the best revenge. Wallahi, man. Tutaonana, man. Eh? The next chapter. Wallahi.